PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the sentencing date for former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is being postponed until after the November 5th election. It was supposed to be on October 29th, but a judge moved it to January 29th. The Democrat spent more than 30 years representing New Jersey in the House and the Senate before being convicted in July in a wide-ranging corruption case involving gold bars, piles of cash, and Egypt and Qatar. Menendez, who's 70, faces decades behind bars. Nearly a dozen New Jersey schools make the cut as Blue Ribbon honorees.
Federal officials announced 356 schools across the country, including 11 in New Jersey, are Blue Ribbon schools. The prestigious status is based on student performance data, whether public, private, or charter. This year, Blue Ribbon schools are in Mountainside, Rumson, Woodbridge, Rockaway, Jersey City, Fort Lee, Wayne, Glen Rock, Pine Brook, Skillman, and Basking Ridge. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And New Jersey news made possible by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State, powered by the Haddad Law Firm, specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more. Call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com. Are you financially prepared to pay for damages to your home in case of an extreme weather event? A new Bankrate survey finds 26% of homeowners are not, and 43% of homeowners say they have not done anything in the past 5 years to protect against property damage, says analyst Shannon Martin. Another key finding?
We saw that about 9% of homeowners invested in weatherproofing strategies to help mitigate their risk of a loss.
25% of homeowners in the Northeast, including New Jersey, say they feel financially unprepared to pay for home damages that may occur due to an extreme weather event like a hurricane or a tornado. New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. Schools are scrambling to hire thousands of positions. Educators are competing with cell phone distractions in the classrooms, and districts are losing millions in state funding. We've brought together the Garden State's top education experts for a discussion on the challenges confronting our schools. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall, Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's Greatest Educational Challenges, this Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. Will our dry September continue? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Even though we do have one or two more batches of rain showers coming up, this month is still trending to be one of New Jersey's driest Septembers on record. In fact, one of the driest calendar months in many years. Tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies. Low temperatures will dip into the lower 60s. Tomorrow, cloudy and blah, highs only 65 to 70. And spotty showers look to roll in starting tomorrow afternoon. Best chance of rain here is going to be northwest of the New Jersey Turnpike Corridor, but everybody could get a little bit wet heading into tomorrow evening. Thursday, continuing chance of a shower, surprisingly warm and humid with highs near 80. We'll catch some late day peaks of sun. Friday, partly sunny, highs scale back a little bit to the mid-70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Right now in Flemington, it is 68 degrees, Freehold 65, and Pennsville 70. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by one of my favorite places, Fireside Grill and Bar in Marlboro. The go-to place for enjoying delicious food while catching all your favorite sporting events. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and they have happy hour weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit Fireside Grill and Bar in Marlboro. They're also online at firesidegrillandbar.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.